And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The vast majority of more than 90 countries attending a Swiss summit on peace for Ukraine supported its final declaration as it concluded on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Initiated by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the two-day summit at the Swiss Alpine resort of Burgenstock aimed to find a consensus on how to end the war in Ukraine.
I'm confident that together we will ensure the result. The first and the second peace summits should unite our joint work on the details of peace.
Many Western leaders voiced condemnation of Russia's invasion and rejected President Vladimir Putin's demands for parts of Ukraine as a condition for peace. However, some countries attended the summit did not put their name to the communique, including Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and India.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. The Israeli Defense Forces says it will at times stop fighting in a part of Gaza where international aid organizations have warned of a growing humanitarian crisis. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Despite growing international pressure for a ceasefire, an agreement to halt the fighting still appears distant, more than 8 months since the start of the war in the Palestinian enclave. But Israel's military on Sunday said it would hold daily tactical pauses in combat operations along a main road in southern Gaza to allow more aid to flow into the area. The war erupted when Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 and taking more than 250 captives, according to Israeli tallies. Israel's retaliatory airstrikes and ground invasion have killed more than 37,000 Palestinians, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Israeli forces have been closing in on Rafah, where it claims brigades of Hamas fighters remain entrenched.
Reuters correspondent Zachary